Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are continuing to question a man in his 20s after 9-year-old Ronan Wilson was killed in a hit-and-run in Bundoran on Saturday night. An emergency housing meeting of Donegal County Council is to be held next month. A delegation from the European Parliament is to visit Donegal next month to gather information about the defective block crisis in the county and see some of the buildings that have been affected. And a commercial net fisherman has had his licence suspended for a year after being caught illegally fishing in Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. First in news, a 9-year-old boy who was killed in a hit and run in Bundoran is being remembered as a bubbly lad. Ronan Wilson from Tyrone was visiting the town with his family when the collision happened on Saturday night at around 9 o'clock. Gardaí are continuing to question a man in connection with the collision. In a social media post, Ronan's father Dean says he is broken and that life will never be the same. Ronan played Gaelic football for Kildress Wolf Tones under 10s. Its chairperson is Dominic McGurk.
Certainly, the memories we have of Ronan, he had something to offer in the future, and who knows what was in front of him, but tragically that's taken from him now. But Ronan was one of these bubbly lads, just he loved his football and we're just devastated.
One of the things you found yourself doing, Dominic, over the past 24 hours, I'm sure, is speaking to Ronan's clubmates, his teammates in the under-19, you know, and other people in the club. And I know in places, particularly like Tyrone, where GAA is so strong and that club and parish identity is so strong, it must have been a very, very difficult 24 hours for you and your colleagues in Wolf Tones.
It has. Everyone in the club, you know, from the coaches, players, committee members, supporters, it's been a very difficult 24 hours. But we've got an awful support from within Tyrone, from the county board, from neighbouring clubs, from clubs in Armagh, Down, Derry. The amount of messages and phone calls we've got from our clubs, it's just unreal the way the GAA pulls together at a time like this.
Well, Gardaí are facing a renewed call to ramp up presence on the roads following a total of 3 deaths over the weekend. As well as the death of Ronan Wilson, a man in his 20s was hit by a taxi near Ballybunion in Kerry, and a motorcyclist died after colliding with a pedestrian in Talla in Dublin. The total number of road deaths this year is now over a fifth higher than this time last year. Conor Faughan, CEO of the Royal Irish Automobile Association, says while there are a number of factors to address, boosting Garda numbers on the roads is essential.
Maybe this is oversimplifying it, but in the last 6 years, we've allowed the Garda presence on the road to wither, to fall away, and at the same time, we've witnessed the road death figures worsen.
An emergency housing meeting of Donegal County Council is to be held next month. 2 motions were brought before the council today by councillors Kieran Brogan and Mary Therese Gallagher, calling for urgent measures to tackle the ongoing housing crisis. The local authority agreed to the meeting on October the 11th. The council's director of housing, Patsy Lafferty, says there is a lot of work being carried out on the council's behalf to help alleviate housing shortages. Councillor Kieran Brogan says the potential for housing developments in the county needs it to be fully utilised.
There probably never was as much money available from government for housing, but I think the model that we have in delivering the housing schemes here in Donegal has failed us. And we need to look at that again. We need to look at the time involved. I know there's a couple of sites around Letterkenny now. It's gone on for a number of years and there's still no contractor's appointment. So we need to look at the model that's there. We need to see where the weaknesses are and we need to try and improve in that. And there is opportunity in the whole area of housing now with the grants available for the derelict properties and the vacant properties. So we need to be having as much information out there for the general public and roadshows if need be, so that people can get as much information, because there's an opportunity for them to get a new home. So whatever we need to do to make sure that every opportunity is explored, we need to be doing it.
If there are delays or issues, are they local? Are they national? Have you managed to pinpoint yet what the actual cause is?
No, well, I think it's the executive, really. It's the slowness of the work and getting it done is the problem. I don't think it's national. It seems to be just the scale of what we're moving. It's too slow. We need to look at that. And we've done this years ago and done it much better. So we need to look at the model is there. We need to see exactly what we need to do to move it at a much quicker pace.
And in terms of land acquisition, in terms of the staff to actually do the work, are there issues there that need to be looked at?
Well, I think we have a lot of resources gone into this area of housing construction over the last number of years. We have employed architects and stuff. We've employed a lot of people. So we need to see exactly what are they doing. And maybe we need to look at performance reports in their area. And maybe if it is the case that we need to have monthly housing meetings, maybe this is something we need to look at.
A delegation from the European Parliament is to visit Donegal next month to gather information about the de facto blocks crisis in the county and see some of the buildings that have been affected firsthand. It follows a submission to the EU Petitions Committee in 2021 and a follow-up visit in June of this year. Joe Morgan was part of that follow-up visit earlier this year. He's hopeful that this visit, along with the legal actions being taken, will ensure the EU Commission puts pressure on the Irish government to fully address the de facto blocks crisis.
The European delegation will be in no doubt in terms of the crisis that's facing Donegal and, you know, half of the counties at this stage in Ireland. And just quickly, Donald, the outcome, the final outcome, which is hugely important to this, will be a very robust report, which the EU Parliament are required to produce, which will go to the EU Commission. And we will be following that ourselves as homeowners with an EU complaint, which will also be paralleled by a complaint which is going in by Coleman Legal. Our intent is that those three independent channels, all addressing the same issue going to the EU Commission, will be enough to influence the EU Commission's decision to engage with our government to make sure, one, the scheme and its administration is fixed, and two, that our kids don't find themselves where we are today.
Sinn Féin's health spokesperson says the use of private hospitals this winter is not the complete solution. Following a meeting last week with a number of healthcare organisations, the HSE says it will tender for help to support public hospitals. Issues with the timeline this gives private providers to have the capacity and meet demand have now been raised. David Cullinan says there are more options to alleviate pressures in the system.
It's in part putting the capacity in, which is more beds, surgical theatre capacity and diagnostic capacity, and reduce the length of time people are waiting. So undoubtedly more capacity in hospitals is part of the answer. It's also more community care, people who can't get access to Welfare's GP care. We can do much more with community pharmacy. So all of that lack of capacity in community care adds more pressures onto our acute hospitals.
A €2.2 million independent living development has opened today in Dunloe. The plans, which have been in place for a number of years, have finally come to fruition, delivering three houses catering for 12 residents at Fair Hill. The County Donegal Parents and Friends of People with Intellectual Disabilities Housing Association was instrumental in driving the project. Former Lascan Corla Pathacope Gallagher has praised them for their work.
The Parents and Friends are contributing £650,000 towards the overall cost of £2.2 million, with £1.5 million coming from the Department of Housing and £50,000 from the HSE. It will be owned by the Parents and Friends, who are a housing association, and run by the HSE through a service level agreement. But I must say that it would never have been there if not for the persistence of the Parents and Friends.
And what will a facility like this mean for the 12 people who will live there?
Well, prior to this, while they were in other houses in Dunloe, they didn't have their own individual rooms, whereas they have that now. And they have their own independence, and while they were well looked after over the years in the other houses, it means that by having their own independence, it's a great achievement.
A commercial net fisherman has had his licence suspended for 1 year after being caught illegally fishing in Donegal. The Lochs Agency says it remains dedicated to preserving the marine environment. Sean O'Regan reports.
On June 30th, 2022, fishery protection officers patrolling the waters near Redcastle witnessed a small white boat near the shore. Two men were found aboard pulling in an illegal net and subsequently attempting to relaunch the boat. The officers quickly intervened, identifying themselves and requesting the fishermen come ashore. A net of approximately 100 metres in length was confiscated. On April 18th, 2023, at Letterkenny Court, the elder of the two men pleaded guilty to three counts of illegal netting and one of using a boat as an aid to the commission of an offence. The judge imposed a probation order against the man but ordered him to pay Lochs Agency costs of €700 and to make a charitable donation of €350 to the Ornellaí. The accused commercial salmon fishing licence was also suspended for 1 year.
Services at 18 different community and voluntary providers will grind to a halt for strike action next month. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions says ballots for industrial action took place after Workplace Relations Commission talks collapsed. Three unions, the INMO, SIPTU and FORSA, have reported overwhelming support for strike action in those ballots. FORSA Media Relations Director Niall Shanahan says staff at these providers are still suffering from cuts made during the financial crisis.
While pay has restored for workers employed in public services, these community and voluntary sector workers have been left behind, and it means that the agencies they work in, and we're talking about national organisations like Enable Ireland delivering very important disability services, they're struggling to hold on to staff. They're seeing a churn of about 30% per year of staff walking out the door to take jobs elsewhere.
Donegal Town's new Garda station is being perceived as a white elephant. There's claims locals, when ringing the station's doorbell, are not receiving assistance with the door closed. Superintendent Karen Duffy, however, says cover is provided there on a 24/7 basis. Councillor Micheál Nocton says Donegal Town is a busy area and a hub for entertainment at the weekend. Given that, he says it's essential the station is open to the public.
I had a number of public meetings with the public around Donegal Town area, and basically the consent there is basically that they go to the station and there's nobody there, the door is closed, basically that there is full staffed in Donegal Town Centre. So I've requested if it is opened, and that means that basically the door is left open, because basically it's the perception that it proceeds to the people, because when you pass by there, everything looks closed up. So if this has been serviced and there's people employed there and there's people, guards on the beat there, it's very important that basically the general public know that and they're able to get basically access to the cars on a daily basis.
And that's it, it's that sense of security as well for people living in the area.
Yes, well, I mean, like Donegal Town is one of the probably most, you know, busiest towns in the county at the moment. It's a huge, basically, you know, tourism town that, I mean, has a lot of visitors coming in the weekend. It's a great entertainment town that. So it's very important that basically the general public and the people coming into town know that there's a Garda force there. That means there's a new station there in Donegal Town. That means it needs to be opened. It needs to be opened now, especially with the new division unit basically coming to Donegal. And basically that's what I requested, that going forward, that basically when they're looking at the divisional unit, that basically Donegal Town is one of the main basically Garda stations, because it serves as a big area. Basically, if you look from Glencolum Kill right up to Bundoran, and basically, you know, Glinties and Arda, it takes in a huge, huge area there. I mean, and it's vital that basically that when people go to the station, there's someone there to meet with them, and basically gives a sense of security to the local business and the people in the town.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Court of Appeal has dismissed an appeal from ex-FAI CEO John Delaney regarding access to documents forming part of a criminal investigation into the association. Mr. Delaney had claimed that 1,100 seized documents relating to him were covered by legal professional privilege. He had appealed a High Court decision to allow the Corporate Enforcement Agency access to those documents. Today, the three-judge Court of Appeal dismissed Mr. Delaney's appeal. Denise O'Sullivan and Louise Quinn have both been passed fit for tomorrow's Women's Nations League game away to Hungary. Both experienced players took knocks during the end of Saturday's 3-0 win over Northern Ireland. Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett are also part of a fully fit squad for tomorrow's game. Finn Harps, they begin life in the First Division without Dave Rogers tonight. The Donegal side take on champions Galway United, 2 days on from the departure of their manager. Harps assistant manager Darren Murphy takes charge of the side for this evening's game. Former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle says that the squad should be looking to see out the campaign more positively.
You know, you've a lead in the five matches. Galway away on Monday, which is a difficult after coming back from Cove. You've Kerry at home, away to Treaty, Athlone at home, and then you're away to Bray. So there are your matches you've left. So there's a couple of matches there that, you know, are definitely winnable, and it'd be nice to finish off these matches on a high and get positive results. You know, obviously Galway are promoted, so Kerry at home is definitely winnable. Treaty away is winnable. Athlone at home is winnable, and Bray as well. So there are games that are very, very winnable. So, you know, for the squad now, it's about getting the best out of themselves and getting reaction and a positive couple of results now to finish out the season. And then obviously at the end of the season, then everything needs to be evaluated and look where the club's going to go forward.
Kick-off at Eamon DC Park for Galway United against Fan Harps at 7.45. There'll be a live updates here on Highland Radio with John Mulligan. Elsewhere in the First Division this evening, Wexford, they host Longford Town. And St Patrick's Athletic, they'll be looking to close the gap on Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers tonight. The Saints welcome Drogheda United to Inchicore, where a win would see them leapfrog Derry City into second place and move to within 3 points of the summit. Pat's captain, Joe Redmond, says they're not getting distracted by any talk of winning the title.
We're all pushing each other every day, and you're coming into the final bit of the season. You've just got to focus on the next game. If you get carried away in this league, you can fall off pretty easily.
Kick-off there tonight is also 7.45. At the same time, there's a big game in the race for European football as Bohemians, they host Shelburne at Dalymount Park. And at Oriel Park tonight, Dundalk, they meet Cork City. Cross-channel in the Championship, Darren Moore takes charge of his first match at Huddersfield Town. He's the new manager. Tonight, they take on last season's beaten playoff finalist Coventry City. He replaced Neil Warnock at the Championship club, who left following their game on Wednesday. In Gaelic Games, fixture details for the club championship knockout games next weekend. They're expected to be released later by the Donegal CCC. The standout tie of the senior quarter-final draw is Naoimh Connell against Kilcare, while Aoiruach Ballyshannon, they go up against St Eunan's. Ardra face Gwydor and Glen Swilly, they meet Sean McCool's. The semi-final lineup at the intermediate level sees Fannett taking on Mallon, and Downings and Termon, they meet again. In Tyrone this evening in the Intermediate Football Championship in Coal Island, Derry Loughan, they play Stewartstown. That one starts at 7.30. And in this week's DL Debate, the Championship, Brendan Devaney's joined by Brenton Kilcoyne and John Kilday as they for a full review of the Club Championship in Donegal. Plus, Tyrone legend Enda McGinley discusses the Tyrone Championship and the small matter of his old boss Mickey Hart taking over at Derry. That's the DL Debate live here after the 7 o'clock news. In badminton, Rafoe's Joshua McGee picked up valuable Olympic qualification points over the weekend in Peru. Playing alongside Paul Reynolds, McGee took a bronze medal by reaching the semi-final stage of the men's doubles. They lost their last four encounter to Canada's Yakuri and Dong in straight sets. In rugby, Munster head coach Graham Rowntree has signed a new two-year contract with the province, having stepped up from the role of forwards coach. Rowntree led Munster to the URC title in his first season in charge. And Anton Dupont would require permission from the Rugby World Cup to wear a mask for the remainder of the World Cup. The French captain has returned home following surgery over the weekend on his fractured jaw. France staff remain hopeful Dupont will be available to play in the quarter-finals. And finally, this evening in snooker, Mark Allen leads Anthony McGill by 3-1 in their British Open qualifier. The first to four will advance to the main draw. Already today, there have been wins for Judd Trump, Ding Junhui, Robert Mulkins and Ali Carter. Dublin resident Sean Murphy, he kicks off his tournament a little later when he takes on Rebecca Kenna. That starts at 8 o'clock. Well, don't forget the DL debate after the 7 o'clock news. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, there's been a sharp rise in the number of homicide and theft offences in Ireland. In the Northwest region, there's been a 31% increase in homicides. CSO figures show, however, there has been a significant fall in the number of fraud incidents. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
According to CSO figures, in the Northwestern Garda region, homicide and related offences are up 31%. Attempts or threats to murder, assaults and harassments increased by 1% during the second quarter of this year when compared to figures from the same time period in 2022. There's been rises in the number of reported robbery, extortion and hijacking offences also. That's up 37%. The number of burglaries is up 5% and thefts up 38%. The number of weapons and explosives offences rose 8% and the damage to property and the environment increased by 9%. The biggest drop in crime in the Northwest was an incidence of fraud, down 42% from 2022. Sexual offences are down 12%, kidnapping and related offences dropped by 36%, and controlled drug offences decreased by 5%. Meanwhile, 6% less public order offences were recorded, and there was a 2% decline in offences against government, justice procedures and organised crime.
Finally, this year's hashtag Love Donegal Day reached a total of 123.9 million people. On Thursday, September the 14th, hashtag Love Donegal Day was trending across the country, with people taking to social media to share their love of the county, reaching 85 million. It reached 123.9 million users by Sunday night, with events showcasing the county's strong links to the diaspora increasing the reach. Weather now, it will be a breezy evening with some bright or sunny spells and just isolated showers. Lowest temperatures tonight of 11 to 13 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A 9-year-old boy who was killed in a hit and run in Bundoran is being remembered as a bubbly lad. Ronan Wilson from Tyrone was visiting the town with his family when the collision happened on Saturday. An emergency housing meeting of Donegal County Council is to be held next month. Two motions were brought before the council today by councillors Kieran Brogan and Mary Therese Gallagher, calling for urgent measures to tackle the ongoing housing crisis. A delegation from the European Parliament is to visit Donegal in the coming weeks to gather information about the defective blocks crisis in the county and see firsthand some of the buildings that have been affected. It follows a submission to the EU Petitions Committee in 2021 and a follow-up visit in June of this year. And a commercial net fisherman has had his licence suspended for 1 year after being caught illegally fishing in Donegal. The Lochs Agency says it remains dedicated to preserving the marine environment. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to the podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September the 25th. The death has taken place of Lexi McCluskey, 91 Ardnamoyle Park, Shantallo. His remains are reposing in his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday at 12 o'clock for 12:30 Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in St John the Baptist Cemetery, Carrigart, County Donegal. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Sinead McLaughlin, name Monteith, 4 Hillview, Buncrana. Remains will repose at her residence this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock and from 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock tomorrow. House private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from her residence on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Michael McFadden, Kilalt and Ardsbeg, Gortahork. His remains are reposing at Sally Brennan's residence in Ardsbeg, Gortahork. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. House private after Rosary until 10 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Paul McKevitt, Moville. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Kathleen McFadden, 270 Bridgend, Remelton. Remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the orthopaedic ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Ferry, named McAvoy, Ballymacool Upper, Letterkenny, formerly of Fruit Hill Park, Belfast. Reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning going to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to Hillcrest House Residence Comfort Fund, Letterkenny, or the Donegal Alzheimer's Society, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Mary Josephine Witters Borland, Breda Glen, Moville. Mary Germains will repose at her home today from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock, where you're welcome to pay your respects, and tomorrow from 12 noon until 3 o'clock and from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral service will take place on Wednesday at 12 noon in Greenbank Presbyterian Church at Quigley's Point, followed by private cremation. Family home private on the morning of the funeral service, please. The death has taken place of Rosaline McCafferty, Kilmacrennan Road, Milford, reposing at the family home. Family time from 10pm to 11am today and tomorrow and on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass in St Peter's Church, Milford at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. The house is private to family, close friends and neighbours. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McElwee funeral directors. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Robbie McCandless, Bree, Malinhead. Robbie's remains are reposing at Liam Collins Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh. You're welcome to pay your respects today from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock with removal to Clonchet Church of Ireland, Malentine. Robbie's funeral service will take place on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Margaret Glacken, Drumduff, Mount Charles, Nae McDermott, Brocca, Clohan. Her remains are reposing at the family home in Drumduff today until 10 o'clock. House private at all other times and on the morning of the funeral. Removal to the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary Frosses tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.